Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're talking about an article called Cheap Real Estate Courses versus Supported Training, What to Look For.
This one is going to resonate with a lot of people. You decide you want to get into real estate, you go looking for courses, and the price range is enormous. Same qualification on paper, very different numbers.
And the natural instinct is to sort by price and pick the cheapest. The article addresses that head-on, and the starting point is actually reassuring. The qualification itself is the same across providers.
So the actual certificate doesn't differ?
Not if both providers are legitimate. Nationally recognized qualifications are defined by units of competency set at a national level. A CPP 41419 Certificate 4 from one registered training organization covers the same ground as the same qualification from another. The certificate carries the same recognition under the Australian Qualifications Framework.
So nobody can look at your certificate and tell you got the cheap one.
That's right. What the price reflects is everything around the certificate, the support, the resources, and realistically, your chances of finishing.
Okay, but before we even get to comparing support, there's something more fundamental, isn't there?
There is, and the article is clear that this comes first. You need to confirm the provider is a genuine RTO, a registered training organization approved by ASQA, the national regulator. Only an RTO can issue a qualification that counts towards your license.
And if they're not an RTO?
The course doesn't count. Full stop. Doesn't matter how cheap it is or how polished the website looks. Archer Institute is RTO 45020, regulated by ASQA. That's the baseline check before you compare anything else.
Right. So once you've confirmed it's a legitimate RTO, you start looking at what you're actually getting for the price.
And here's where the article is really useful. It digs into the word support because every provider uses it. The article points out it's lost its meaning because of that.
Because it could mean anything from a real person to an automated FAQ.
Exactly. So the article defines what it actually looks like in practice. When you get stuck on a unit, is there a real person on an Australian-based team you can reach by phone and email? Not a chatbot, not a ticket queue that comes back 3 days later, a person who answers.
That honestly sounds like it should be the baseline.
You think so? But for a lot of budget providers, that's not what you get. And the reason this matters comes down to what actually kills online study.
Is it that the content is too hard?
No. And this is the part the article gets really right. Most people who don't finish an online course don't stop because the work is too hard. They stop because they get stuck, they have no one to ask, they lose momentum, and then they quietly give up. The course was paid for, the certificate never arrived.
Which means you paid for nothing you can actually use.
That's exactly how the article frames it. A budget course you never finish is the most expensive option of all. That's worth sitting with when you're comparing prices.
So, practically speaking, how do you compare two courses fairly?
The article lays it out clearly. First, confirm both are genuine RTOs. If one isn't, it's out, whatever the price. Second, compare the support model. Phone access and a real Australian-based team beats a form and a wait.
What else?
Check whether the course is self-paced, which matters a lot if you're working while you study, and then factor in the cost of not finishing. A completed course at a fair price beats a cheap one you abandon halfway through.
Because most people getting into real estate aren't doing it from scratch with no other commitments.
Exactly. The article sums it up well. You're not paying for the certificate because that's the same wherever you go. You're paying for the odds of getting it.
That's a genuinely useful way to think about it. Before you sort by price, ask what's actually going to get you across the line.
That's the one thing to take from this article. Read the full piece on the Archer Institute blog for all the detail, including how to check a provider's RTO status and what questions to ask before you enroll.
And if you want to talk it through with someone before you commit?
Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. You can call the team on 1-800-069-273 and ask anything before you sign up.
Good place to start.
That's the episode. We'll be back with another one soon.